Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. 9 people injured, including an 8-year-old boy, when a gunman opened fire at a splash park in a Detroit suburb where families had gathered to beat the summer heat. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard said law enforcement tracked the gunman to a nearby home where the gunman later died by suicide. Bouchard says a motive for the shooting not known.
At this point, we're not aware of any police contact or any prior criminal history.
He says the gunman was a 42-year-old white man who appears to have lived with his mother. Israel's military announcing a pause to its offensive in southern Gaza, providing an opportunity for much-needed humanitarian aid to enter the territory, the pause taking place until this evening. Some of Hollywood's brightest stars taking part in a glitzy fundraising event for President Biden Saturday, helping raise $28 million for his campaign. Among those in attendance, George Clooney, Julia Roberts, and Barbara Streisand. This is ABC News. The FAA investigating a near plummet into the Pacific Ocean by a Southwest Airlines jet back in April. The Boeing 737 MAX 8 came within 400 feet of the water off the coast of Hawaii. Bloomberg reporting the first officer inadvertently pushed down on the controls, then cut speed, causing it to plummet.
Southwest says in a statement, the event was addressed appropriately, as we always strive for continuous improvement. Just last month, another Southwest Boeing 737 MAX 8 experienced a rare Dutch roll at 34,000 feet when an aircraft simultaneously slides from side to side and rocks wingtip to wingtip. An incident report from the FAA revealed the flight regained control and post-flight inspection revealed damage to the standby power control unit. No one was injured.
That's ABC's Ikey Jachi. Charles Barkley says the NBA's next season will be his last on TV. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever,
testosterone.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, broadcasting live from the Mad Radio 92.7 FM studios in lovely Madison and to the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. It's original local music from Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer. Stay for the live entertainment. FullMileBeerCompany.com. And by the Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Let's kick off the 8 o'clock hour with a double dip of Marta Hansen. Her Live in the Lair was great. You can get the podcast right now at maxincradio.com.
Time and I can't remember the things I
vocals of Marta Hansen, the piano gal on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Marta Hansen was in the studio, what was that, about 2 weeks ago, Rocker, where she played live in the lair.
Yes, Jimmy.
Oh, wow. What a great performance. And I was supposed to take that Saturday off, and I decided to come in anyway. It was either Robert Plant or Marta Hansen, and surprisingly, I went with Marta Hansen.
Nice, and that was a good choice. And you can hear the whole dang thing. Plus, read about it. Terry Barr wrote a story. It's up on civicmedia.us, and there's also a video that accompanies it. So there is one published video from that.
That's excellent. And, of course, a well-written article from Terry Barr. Hey, happy to have you along with us. We're doing original local music from the state of Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy K, Rocker. Lily Lux is still here against her better judgment. Welcome to the show. Thanks for filling in for Terry tonight.
No, I'm excited. It's been fun.
Impromptu radio for Lily. Gotta love that.
This is not my first rodeo. You right. guys should know what happens if you give me a microphone. So
we're experimenting now.
We still got lots of stuff happening on the show tonight, Rocker. Who's coming up for our guest tonight?
We still have Ryan Budiak from Bowda Cheetah, who's going to be playing here at the Max Inc. radio stage for Make Music Madison at the top of State Street on June 21st. And then live in the lair, we have Graham Marlowe. And then later tonight, Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts.
And don't forget to tune in tomorrow for Max Inc. Sunday night. Actually, Max Inc. Americana. Sunday mornings, 4 a.m. to 6, original country, folk, and bluegrass from the state of Wisconsin.
John Peterson's favorite show.
Thank you, John. Appreciate that. And then Max Inc. Sunday night, I'll be on the air at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. We got The Cancellations and Genevieve Hayward joining me in studio tomorrow at 7 o'clock. And then Shane Christopher Neal hits the airwaves at 8 o'clock for the Indie Rock 45 show. And then M. Shell with Max Inc. Heavy at 10 o'clock with an interview with Queen of Dreams, great wow. hard rock band.
Oh, I love those guys.
From the Madison area.
And I like Shane's show. Great show.
Yeah, I mean,
he's doing some good things out there.
There's some really cool music in the Southern Ontario, Canada music scene, Niagara Falls. So he's also featuring music from independent music from around the United States as well. So it's local music, just not from Wisconsin.
Yeah, somebody else's local music.
There you go. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. I got a question for y'all. What do you think? One of my jobs I have to do when music rolls in, I get to listen to it, which I love. But one of the reasons I have to listen to it, because I'm listening for swear words.
Curse words.
I feel like an old man sitting in a basement of church with Tipper Gore going through these songs sometimes.
Well,
you know, Tipper Gore, right?
And when you're listening, though, you know, you could be totally focusing on, I'm waiting for a swear, waiting for a swear. And then one comes and you don't hear it, and then it plays on the radio and gets through. And
that's happened
a couple
of times.
You want to jump off a cliff.
Right. Now, I understand it's an FCC rule. There may even be a civic media policy, or really any radio network would have a policy about language and music. So, you know, it's a necessary evil. But it's something that I hate doing. Because in my opinion, music is art. And who am I to have to edit or censor art? That's my opinion of it. You know what I mean?
It's kind of the opposite of what art is supposed to be.
Exactly. Art is supposed to be freedom of expression and the artist. You know, I can understand if a radio host, like if I were to swear right now, that would be bad. Can't do that on the radio, right? But if it's in a song, part of the art, should it remain? Should that be edited out?
You know? Artistic purity on the radio, Jimmy.
Well, and lyrics rhyme, so let's be real. We all know what the word is.
Right, yeah.
We fill in the blank, you know? So, I don't know. It is kind of silly in my view.
844-967-2789. Text us what you think about that. I mean, would you be in support if the FCC said, okay, whatever's in the song, go ahead and play it because it is art. Do you think there's even a chance of that happening?
Or would you rather hear the beep?
Or would you rather hear the beep or the radio-friendly version of that?
Or the silence.
Our last guest, Marston, he has a couple of songs that I think there's a naughty word in or something like that. And I've had to beep Marston
out. Let's not say naughty. I don't like that connotation, because there's really nothing naughty about the word. It's just been censored. And so I think we need to sort of look at it on like a more global perspective. It's not naughty.
It's naughty by social perception.
Correct. But it is, there's nothing wrong with these words.
Who actually originally deemed them naughty?
George Carlin.
He screwed it for all of us.
Damn it, George. Yeah, I mean, I guess as a personal opinion, I would like to play a piece of music without having to edit it for language.
Well, and then which ones, right? Because over time, it's actually changed to what's acceptable and what's not.
Absolutely.
There has been some growth in this area. I mean, if you watch primetime TV, some of the stuff they can get away with today they didn't get away with back, say, in the 80s or the 70s, is totally acceptable now. And I think that's just natural progression in the human race, maybe.
And CNN, they had to cover Trump, and he said a couple interesting things.
You know, if a candidate for president can say the stuff that he says, why can't Marston say
it? Well, no, I mean, he actually said curse words, and CNN had to replay them.
Yeah, every network replayed those words during the day. In fact, I remember a broadcast covering one of his conferences during COVID, Devil Radio at the time was airing the press conference, and those words went over our airwaves too.
Yeah.
You know, that's news. So if we're not going to censor news, why are we going to censor music? 844-967-2789.
Let's give Frank Zappa a call quick.
Oh, yeah. Should we get the
He was
Ouija
right,
board?
Though.
Yeah, he was.
Well, he's been right about one thing. What particular thing were you talking about?
Well, just he was for everything. He criticized, you know, all forms of censorship and the ideas of things being naughty or not being naughty. I mean, you name it. He covered it all. But he would definitely have something to say to this that would probably be, you know, completely profound.
I wish we could get that profoundness right now from Mr. Zappa.
It does exist, but you just have to go listen to his music.
Right, exactly. 844-967-2789. Call or text us in the Civic Media app. Don't forget, the Civic Media Mad Radio 92.7 is presenting the Max Inc. radio stage on the square for Make Music Madison. That's coming up this Friday, June 21st. We'll be there from 3 to 9 p.m. Brian Bethke is going to be there. Sarah, also the Katie Scullin Band and Buddha Cheetah. Buddha Cheetah is going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. Right now, it's the Katie Scullin Band and Unfailing. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Someone like you could melt me. Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
On Civic Media, we are local music. Something to do. Talk about a bunch of horn blowers there. That was Sweet Caffeination off their latest album, Here Comes the Panic, which is really good. If you don't have that album, if you like ska, if you like something to do, pick up the new album, Here Comes the Panic. It's really good. Katie Scullin before that. Jimmy K, rocker, Lili Lux, hanging out with us on a Saturday evening. Great to see you, Lili. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Music, drinks, chatting about things.
We have a good time on Saturday nights here in the Civic Media Studios.
You got a great view.
Yes, yeah. The view on State Street is great. There was a big event at the Overture Center tonight. I'm not sure what it was. I thought I saw Michael Johnson across the street earlier today.
He was down there.
Tonight might be the white party that he throws, a charity party with the Black Men Coalition of Dane County.
I think that's what it said on the van.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to check my glasses. But it was pretty... I mean, a lot of people went in and out of the Overture Center, and this parking lot back here is jammed.
You know, kind of plugging back into politics, we had Dana on earlier in the show, and if there's somebody that should run for office, maybe Madison Mayor, Michael Johnson. I mean, he does so much for our community here in Madison and around Dane County with the kids and everything like that, and he doesn't want to do it. He won't do it. He's perfectly happy with what he does. But
Jimmy, why don't you run for mayor?
I got no.
Oh, come on.
Dude, I've said over the 12 years I've been doing this show.
Yeah.
I've said so many things that could be held against me.
Well.
Or just own it. We actually need more people who are representative of our actual Madison community. You do not need to be polished. You need to be present. That's what politics are about.
Would you consider running for office?
Dana has...
That was a loaded question.
Yeah, no,
well, you did, actually. You're running for alder person, aren't you? Or something like that?
I do have goals to work on the Dane County Board. So I work in a county position already, and Dana has definitely inspired me to get involved. And if there's one thing I learned about protesting every day is that, you know, I can fight about it till I am blue in the face or somewhere else. But you have to be in a position of power to actually affect change. Yeah. And so I'm ready to start that.
I thought I saw something you actually, now that we're talking about it, I recall that, did you launch a campaign or something like that?
Yep. So there was an appointment for my local district. It's shocking. I'm slightly infamous for being controversial. Oh. I didn't get the appointment, but I did get a ton of community support. Mm. So in the next county board election, which will be in 2026, I'm throwing my name in, so...
Maybe we should run. Maybe I should run. I don't
Jimmy
know.
K.
Well, legal weed for everybody.
I think everyone in Madison platform, agrees on that.
Yeah. Hey, MaxInc Radio has a brand new sponsor. I wanted to take a moment to talk about Noah's Ark Pet Store on Madison's north side. Another sponsor in the Northgate Mall Rocker, 1289 North Sherman Avenue. Rocker, you have your pup. I have my pup. And... you know, going into Noah's Ark is so awesome because they're locally owned. This is not a big corporate store. And the folks that work at Noah's Ark, they want to talk to you. They want to educate you about your pet's diet, grooming, and even maybe walk out with an adopted kitten.
Yeah, Jimmy. You know, and they have cat therapy there, right? You can go in there and cats are... you know, wandering around inside the store, and they have a little kind of even cage part. It's not like a cage, but it's like a little sitting room, I guess I would say, that's sort of open, that the cats are free and you can go hang out with them. It's like therapy.
And they're reputable when it comes to kitten adoption too. All the kittens are checked by the vet. They're current on their vaccines. They're treated for minor parasites. They're spayed and neutered, and they're tested for feline leukemia. You know you're going to get a lovely pet from Noah's Ark Pet Store. And you're right, dude. We walk in just to buy a bag of dog food or something like that, or maybe get a new leash, and there's like 10 kittens all over the place for you. And they're all doing little things on their perch or something like that. Super cool.
Who doesn't love kittens?
I love furry things. They're great.
And you know, when I got Dottie, I didn't want to feed Dottie just any old kibble. You know, I wanted quality food for my dog.
That's so true.
It is. It's important because it gives the dog a healthier, longer life. They're more energetic. The poops are better. And it's a win for everybody. So the staff at Noah's Ark will talk to you and educate you and give you the choices that you need to make an informed decision about your pet's food.
And even get a grooming.
And even get a grooming. Exactly right. So and plus, they're sponsoring this local music show. So they're a local business from Madison, Wisconsin. Go visit them today, please. Tell them we said hi. 1289 North Sherman Avenue, Madison. You can give them a call, too. Set up an appointment. Or just get some information on the phone, 608-249-8646, 249-8646. They're also online at noaharkpetcenter.net.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
A brand new music from Bodachita Festival. Festival in action. I think I got that right.
All right, Jimmy, Bodachita, that funky psychedelic rock fusion band from Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, with a funny name. Bodachita is headlining the Max Inc. radio stage at the top of State Street on Friday, June 21st at 7:45 p.m. It's going to be a great time right at the top of State Street, 104 State. On the phone with us right now is guitarist and founder of Bodachita, Ryan Budiak. Ryan, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
How we doing? How you guys been? It's been a minute since we talked.
It's been a while. Thanks. It's been about a year. I think you all came in studio from the party bus where we had a bunch of fans on that, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. It was after our show at High Noon Saloon, and it was a summer camp on the road battle.
That's right. Well, you know, Bodachita, you guys have played Atwood Fest here. You played High Noon. You're getting around. You're from Lake Geneva. But for those who haven't heard about your band, tell us a little bit about Bodachita.
Well, Bodachita was formed roughly around 2017, and our current lineup with Emmanuel Folks on the kit, Kyle Magnuson on keys, Alex Vigna on the bass, and me on the guitar has been rolling since 2018. We have been constantly writing and allowing our songs to evolve over that time. And we pushed through, you know, the frustration that was COVID. And I think we found new energy and new light, and we're ready to roll coming into this summer.
That's awesome. You know, Bodachita is such an interesting name. It stands out. It's unlike any other band name out there.
And we didn't even know how to pronounce it.
We've probably said it three different ways tonight. Tell us about, tell us where the name Bodachita come from.
Well, Kyle, the keyboard player, Kyle Magnuson, he's actually the one that coined it. He coined it before I joined the band. Bodhicitta as a term is the moment of enlightenment. So the moment that you become enlightened to the world around you. And I think that that's very personal. That's whatever that means to you spiritually, fundamentally, however you perceive existence. I feel like, you know, enlightenment is such an odd term because it's not a singular thing. It's an idea. And however you qualify, quantify, or define that idea is up to you.
Now, I saw a story on the internet that Bodhicitta was featured in a news story about a poster design for an Alpine Valley show that will be limited availability during the upcoming Fish Weekend. Tell us about that. It was on the TV, right?
Yeah, it was on Fox 6, Milwaukee. We've been working with Christopher Gill of Gilfalo Art Design, LLC, out of Milwaukee. He does posters for Fish, Trey Anastasio Band, Ani DeFranco, to name a few, tons of local bands, and regional and national bands of various levels all over the country. He's fantastically talented and an excellent guy. We got an opportunity to tour his studio in Milwaukee a few weeks ago before we played Boone and Crockett out in the city. And it was just fantastic to meet him. Alex got to meet him a couple years ago at Fan Art when we played Alpine Valley Resort the first time. And we will be back there again this summer to do four shows. Friday post-fish, Saturday pre and post, and then Sunday pre.
Wow.
Their Fish will be playing at Alpine Valley Music Amphitheater. And Bodhicitta will be at the resort right next door, just down the hill. You can hear sound check and everything right from there. It's pretty amazing location.
That sounds awesome.
Right. But Chris will be there, too, for fan art. I apologize. Chris will be there, too, for fan art.
That's awesome. Are you or anybody else in the band, are you all Fish fans, Fish heads?
We are. We are all Fish fans. Yeah, and we had at some point done a limited Fish tribute for a couple years. We were side projecting that, but clearly in our music you can hear influence from Fish as well as many, many other bands. But Fish is definitely a major part of the listening experience for us.
Amazing. I got to see Fish once in my life. I saw them down in Atlanta at the Omni for a Halloween show, and I was blown away by the vacuum cleaner.
You went to that show?
Yes.
I've got the Fish live.
Of course you do.
True Fish fan right there.
That it blows my mind every single time. I love that show.
It was an interesting show.
In Atlanta, Georgia.
The funny story about this in Atlanta, Halloween, walking up behind us was this guy dressed as Jesus with a little bit of blood on his white robe, you know? But then there's these other religious guys over here wanting to kick this guy's butt because he's dressed as Jesus, you know? Only in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
Well, aren't they familiar with white clothes?
Fish show in the 90s, if you go to a Fish show in the 90s, there's about probably 700 or 800 dudes that look like Jesus. So I think it's a Jesus convention on the side.
Amen.
Now you guys are going to be coming out with an album. We just heard a clip, and it's been some time. Tell us when you think you might be having your first album out.
I hope by the end of the year. I'm really hoping, but we have been so busy getting ready for our pair up with Secondhand Talent and Great Eye Films for a documentary that we're going to be filming at the Alpine Valley Resort and in the venue, in the amphitheater. And so Avrohom Steiner and his wife Justine and Michael Stilberman will be working on and doing pre- and post-production with us on the documentary. And we have been so laser-focused on that that it's taken a little bit of energy away from the album, which is fine. We're super excited about this opportunity to work with these two great entities and hopefully put together a product that is that combines the national and the local music scenes and the energy from both of them into one idea. That's, I think, the goal for this. We want to help people connect through the major national entity that is Phish and local bands and some of the local artists. And Secondhand Talent specializes in looking at some of the people behind the scenes, some of the people that you don't talk to, and some of the people that are responsible for making excellent product, a musical product on all levels of the scene. And Avrohom does an excellent job interviewing them. And so you can find his podcast, Secondhand Talent, and Great Eye Films through Michael Silberman. He has done promo videos and music videos for several artists in the area and all over the country. And we are very honored to be working with those two entities, with Bodhicitta, and under the premise of combining all of the amazing people and fans and artists, bands, and all that energy into one documentary this summer. And it'll be filmed the 26th through the 28th.
And this Friday, June 21st, Bodhicitta is headlining the Max Inc. radio stage at the top of State Street for Make Music Madison. How exciting is it to be playing outside on State Street in Madison on a Friday night?
We love it. This is our third, I think, maybe fourth, but certainly third time playing out there in Madison. The fans are excellent out there at the Street Fest. Atwood Fest a few years ago was just absolutely packed up and down the street with vendors, excellent music, great blues bands, an eclectic, arrangement of different artists, different sounds, great food, and amazing people. So we're really looking forward to it.
What other shows do you have coming up, and where can we find the information about it online?
Hi, Tracy.
This is Lily. I'm a local promoter, so I'm getting the details so that people can find you and show up and buy things and support you and see all the stuff.
Well, great to meet you, Lily.
Cheers.
Our next show is going to be the 21st in with Max Inc. on the radio stage on top of State Street, and then after that, we don't have anything until the Phish weekend, and so we are focusing all of our energy on getting ready for those shows and making sure that everything's lined up to properly, to put on a great show, to put on a great weekend on the four sets that we're playing over that.
What are your handles? Where can we hear more?
So you can find us at bodhicittamusic.com.
Awesome.
And that's spelled Bodhicitta. Just so people know.
Yeah. Bodhicitta.com. Bodhicitta.
Oh, there we go.
Yep, you dropped the C there, Rocker. Hey, Ryan, I really appreciate you joining us today. Super excited that you're coming back to Madison playing the Make Music Madison stage, top of State Street on Friday. Let's see here. We're going to play a clip of another song. So the clips that we're playing, these are off the upcoming album we're hoping to get done by the last part of the year. This last clip we have here is Juan Carlos. Tell us about this song.
Juan Carlos is about a knucklehead who finds himself in Mexico and has a little bit too much to drink. His name is John Charles, actually. And his adventure puts him into some precarious situations and maybe a little out of his mind for a while, and needs to find his way navigating through different various parts of Mexico and hopefully back home again where he can sober up and collect himself.
I like that you called him a knucklehead. I love that name. That's great. Hey, Brian, much love to you. Thank you again for joining us tonight, and congratulations on the success. Can't wait to see you on Friday.
Rocker, Jimmy, and Lily, great talking with you. Have a great night. Thanks.
Thanks, Ryan.
It's Juan Carlos's Boda Cheetah, Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Moctezuma's a cruel mistress away. The bottle's empty and the work is done. Drunk on the side of the road. I am Juan Carlos, Gringo America. I'll ship down to Mexico. Estados Unidos is my mother. Home I cannot go. I am Juan Carlos, Gringo America.
You don't get the full song from Boda Cheetah tonight. The stuff is so hot and so good. You can only handle a little bit of it. I feel like I'm describing Lily Lux here. I don't know why.
Just the tip here.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. Rocker, we got a stranger from the past on the phone with us right now, Mr. Ryan. Welcome back to Max Inc. Radio. How are you tonight, man?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Doing well. Those of you that may not know, but Ryan used to, back in the good days, used to host Earworms on Max Inc. Radio.
Ah.
Big promoter, big supporter of the music scene. Ryan, what are you
up
to tonight?
Awesome person. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Lee. Good to see you. Or hear you.
Yeah.
Good to catch up and hear everyone actually like broadcasting. Like it's wild what Max Inc. has become over the years.
We're almost like professionals.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I left Madison and lived in Arizona for a while, and now I'm back in the Midwest because Arizona is too hot.
Definitely. So what's on your mind tonight? What made you call Civic Media tonight?
Well, I saw Lily post that she was helping hosts here tonight, and it made me remember, oh, yeah, Max Inc. is tonight from 6 to midnight. So I thought I'd just call in. I haven't talked to you in a while. And since recently we got to my old band, which we won't say the name of on polite air,
censoring art
to the yeah smile when you say it,
right?
Whatever, remember what it is, but yeah, smile when you say it. We got to contribute to the benefit, the Aaron Ingold benefit album recently. So
the Big Sexy compilation with the American Dead. That's a great compilation album. And your song, Sparkle Freak,
love how that
really good
out.
Sparkle.
Well, Ryan,
we did a dub reggae cover of The Price You Pay, and it was really a pleasure to be able to be a part of that.
That's awesome. Any plans to go back to Madison anytime soon?
Right now, the only thing on the schedule is I'm going to be up there for Leprous at the Majestic on September 20th, just to see them because they're an incredible band. Probably will be up there several times before September.
Well, if you stop in on a Saturday night, make sure you stop by the Civic Media Studios. We'd love to give you a hug.
Absolutely. It'd be great to see everyone.
As a former promoter, or actually, I guess I still technically am a promoter because that's how I ended up here today. I just want to remind all the musicians and artists out there, this is how social media works. I posted a picture. We got joined. It's one thing, like, it's so hard. You want to perform and get the word out, and you don't feel like people are actually connecting or seeing things, but, like, bam, look at that.
A blast from the past.
I know, right?
Well, that's awesome, man. Go ahead, Ryan.
Great to hear everyone's voices and seeing you all doing so well. And Lili, I've told you I've been a huge fan of your activism work and all of the good work that you've been doing. And it just makes me happy to come back to the Midwest and see that everyone's doing so well. So,
welcome.
Good to hear from you, Ryan.
Yeah, man. I'll give you one bit of advice when you come back to Wisconsin. Don't drive your car into a lake, all right? Just don't do that.
I'll do what I can.
All right. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate you. Call back again, okay?
Care.
All right, brother. Ryan Shrimp, but we all know him as Ryan. Love the band, too. That was a good stuff. All right, Rocker, we got Live in the Lair coming up. We got Graham Marlowe in the studio getting teed up. Starts right after 9 o'clock here tonight.
That's right, Jimmy Graham Marlowe, and you know, hopefully we're gonna have his band back here called Lake Waves Trio, and he also plays with that band. But tonight he's here solo. He's got, I mean, a whole spaceship full of keyboards here. We're gonna hear some really crazy music coming up after 9, Live in the Lair.
And if you'd like to ask Graham some questions or make some comments to him, I'm sure he would love to answer those for you. You can do that right now. Give us a call. Or text 844-967-2789, 844-967. See, I can't do the numbers, so you just use the Civic Media app. That's your best bet. Let's do some music now from Louie and the Flash Bombs. Why you want to be like that? Why, Lili? Why?
I don't know.
Okay, good answer. Louie and the Flash Bombs on Max Inc. Radio.
Gone by, echoes of the echoes and beyond. Meet all the time today, meaning that we meet later on. Why you wanna be like that? Who you trying to mold? Who you trying to mold? We'll
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.